Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Da-da. Da-da.
Sound a little off today there, buddy.
Shut up. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
39 degrees right now. Going to get up to 45.
Okay.
It's as high as we're going here, but it looks like the rain and wind has stopped,
okay.
Which is good. That wind was getting pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah. Whipping around.
That's right. My daughter's hockey net slammed against my garage last night at like 10 o'clock when I was in bed, and I thought my family was going to get murdered. Oh, what the hell is that? You know, it's funny. Like, you hear those noises?
Yeah.
Like, a criminal would make as much noise as possible getting in the house. Like, my first thought is always
just
like,
crashed into the house.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm a criminal. I'm here to get So, we know that the easiest way to get rich in America today.
Oh, drugs.
Outside of drugs. Drugs would be one. Two would be get your hands on some kind of special sports memorabilia.
Mm. Oh, really?
Because it is selling for insane amounts of money. For example, there are a handful of baseballs from this past World Series. They're going to probably sell for over $1 million.
Wait, a baseball?
Yes.
God damn.
Yeah. In fact, there's one guy who
caught... How much is that damn chip they put in it?
There was one guy who caught a Shohei Ohtani baseball in the World Series that is so valuable, he is going to have to take a polygraph test to prove that that is the ball that was, in fact, Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani. That's a story that happened yesterday. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
What's that?
Well, you would understand a regular-ass person sitting in the crowd getting their hands on a baseball, a football, a baseball bat, selling it for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's your one opportunity. Mm-hmm. Something happened last night in the NHL that I've never seen happen before.
Oh. The NHL.
What'd they catch?
You're familiar with Alexander Ovechkin?
Yeah, he's like the top guy.
Yes.
Didn't he break Gretzky's record for something?
Yep. Been around a long time.
Last season, he broke Gretzky's record for most goals scored in a career.
Mm.
All right. So last night he's on the ice and he just keeps scoring. That's kind of his thing. He would be the first ever player last night to score 900 goals.
God damn. So what did Gretzky, like 800 and
no,
something?
No, like 400. He scored really. No, I was, yeah.
Wasn't even trying.
890, okay. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
So last, Ovechkin's been on 899. Last night against the St. Louis Blues, it happens. Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals, the first NHL player to score 900 goals.
Damn.
And he does it on goalie Jordan Binnington in the second period. And this is where it gets weird.
Oh.
When these big moments happen, whether it's a baseball or a football or a hockey puck, his teammates or the referee will go grab the puck so Alexander Ovechkin can keep this momentum.
Oh, I thought it went into like the Hall of Fame or something.
They'll give it to the player, and the player usually will say,
we'll
give it to the Hall of Fame. So the goal gets scored. Everyone is celebrating. There's a lot of chaos on the ice, right? Okay. And the ref goes to get the puck, and they can't find it.
Oh.
Well, it's got to be on the rink somewhere.
Puck is gone.
It's disappeared.
So it went into the net.
Went into the net.
Goalie, what did the goalie do with it?
Well, that's just
stick it down his pants. What else could he do?
You said it.
No.
Video revealed.
I was making that up.
Video revealed that Blues goalie Jordan Binnington, after Ovechkin scored his 900th goal, took his hand out of his catching glove, picked up the puck, and snuck it down the back of
his
pants.
How did he think that was
down his ass?
Yes, like in his goalie pants. Just stuck it in the
now
back
you
of
don't
his
want.
Pants.
It's like that move like your little brother pulls so you don't like want something. I'm going to wipe it on my butt.
So video show.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the goalie is talking to the referee. Yeah. Binnington is talking to the referee, and Bennington's like making hands, like, I don't know. So finally, he reaches into his pants, pulls out the puck, and hands it to the goalie.
Oh, there it is. How'd that get in?
So he has to reach back and hand it to the ref.
It seems like
he tried to get away with something.
He wanted to keep the puck, Kimmy.
And cash out
on
it.
So after the game was over, this became like a big thing as
going on. In a way, he's a part of the moment, too.
Okay.
But he also looks like a huge scumbag. He's already a well-played professional athlete. I'm sure he makes...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense why he would want to do it. But I do understand that, like, I could make the argument like it's just as much my puck.
Well, no, because you allowed the goal.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have the goal.
Are you trying to hide it on your body in the moment?
Yep.
And you're not going to get away with it.
I don't know what he was thinking. So, Kimmy, could you Google what Jordan Binnington makes? Jordan Binnington, goalie, St. Louis Blues. Everyone was waiting until after the game to talk to Alexander Ovechkin and Jordan Binnington about what happened because no one's ever seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
Binnington, the goalie, refused to talk to the media.
Oh,
he went in because he got
pulled. What a bitch.
He got pulled early. He showered. He left the arena. Did not comment.
Oh, he got shamed out.
Ovi, when asked about it, said, yeah, it was weird. I don't want to comment on it right now.
Okay.
So nobody has any idea why the goalie for the Blues hid this puck in his pants. It kind of feels like you said, he was going to try and cash out on this hockey puck.
Like, I'm trying to think of another moment in sports where somebody tried to get away with something. Mm-hmm.
On like a player.
On them.
Yeah.
And the only one I could think of, and I'm going back a ways, is Phil Negro when he got accused of scuffing a ball with a nail file. And when he was talking to the ump, he casually tries to drop it behind his back onto the ground. But he's on camera.
He's on multiple cameras.
You can watch him drop the nail file into the ground.
If you are young and have never seen this video, it's hilarious. Yeah. YouTube it right now. Phil Negro thrown out of game.
Yeah.
You're right. No, because he does like a hand thing, like a hand.
I don't know.
Whoa. And the thing goes flying out of his hand. All right, what does Jordan Binnington make, Kimmy?
So in 2021, he signed a six-year, $36 million extension with the Blues. So he's making... It says an annual cap hit of $6 million.
God damn, man.
But you know we're not considering?
Oh, the taxes. The St. Louis taxes.
Missouri taxes are going to get you. But here's the thing. I don't know what this puck would be worth. Because let's say the puck is worth $1.5 million, right?
You think it's worth that much?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you've surpassed Gretzky, which nobody ever thought that was going to happen.
100%. But that's not the goal. That's not the puck that passed Gretzky.
Right.
Like Hank Aaron hit home runs after he
So this is the first one to break 900.
You got it. Yeah. And I mean, look, it's an impressive thing, but I would imagine the last goal he ever scored would be more valuable than this puck.
Right.
I would imagine the one he broke the record with would be more valuable than this puck. I mean, it is a nice round number, but I don't know if he was trying to steal it to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
What else would he do with it?
I don't.
Because he can't display it. Because if somebody goes, hey, man, that's not your puck. If you have it at your house.
Giving it to somebody who you knew was like a big Ovechkin fan. I don't know.
So there are other athletes that have been caught stealing memorabilia. And I do not remember the name, but there was a Yankee who was released from the team a couple years ago. Kimmy, could you Google? Because he tried to steal things out of Jeter's and other players' lockers.
Oh, man. So he was a lower-end guy.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't a guy that wasn't going to make the team.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Ovechkin American?
No, he's Russian.
Ooh.
Mm.
What?
Might be some Russian businessman wants it.
You and the foreign businessman.
He's sitting there in his yacht right now, right?
Uh-huh.
And he makes a call to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, man, you grab that puck. I'll give you $1 million.
He wouldn't sound like that.
You give me a million. Give me a buck. I'll tell you where your family is.
All right, so I just want to make sure.
His family on the boat.
I just want to make sure
we're having a good time, but they don't know it's coming.
So a Russian
businessman. Oligarchy, they call him, right?
Oligarch. Oligarchy is what an oligarch performs in.
No, I thought oligarchy used to play for St. Louis. Ovechkin oligarchy.
So this Russian billionaire.
On his yacht.
He gets Jordan Bennington, goalie for the Blues, phone number. Yeah. He then reaches out to Bennington. Right?
I have your family.
Convinces him to not only, because Bennington would also have to give up the goal to Ovechkin.
Yes.
And when you give up this goal, which we don't know if it's going to happen or not, you stick the puck in your pants, you bring it to me, even though you're on 1,000 cameras at once.
Yes.
And I give you $1 million. Yeah.
And you get your family back.
And he gets his family. But wouldn't the family be enough? Like, you don't need the $1 million?
Sweeten the pot.
Family at $1 million. You pick one. You
extra motivation.
Whichever one you want.
Your money or your family? Well, I'm thinking.
Gimme, who is the Yankee?
Okay, so it's this kid named Jake Sanford. He was a prospect in 2022. He was released after allegations surfaced that he hounded teammates for equipment like bats and gloves to sell online. He was also accused of taking gear from their lockers without permission and scamming fans by taking money for autographed items that were never sent.
That's a different story.
There's another one. But this is in 2002.
Yes, that's the one. Ruben Rivera, that was him.
Yeah, he
sounds like he was a guy.
He stole equipment from teammates. reports specifically mentioned that he stole Derek Jeter's glove.
Well, no, that's what sucked, is he stole Derek Jeter's stuff. It was supposed to be available. The
Damn
first
it.
German Yankee ever. Derek Jeter, New York Yankee. I don't ball hard.
You got to really keep their eye on the Yankees locker room, I guess.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Last night, Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals was the first NHL player to ever score 900 goals. He did it on Jordan Bennington, goalie for the St. Louis Blues. While all the chaos of celebration was happening on the ice, Bennington took his hand out of his catching glove, picked up the puck, and stuck it in the back of his pants. No one could find the puck. Nobody knew what happened. The referee is talking to Bennington. Bennington's like, oh, I don't know where it went. Finally, after a couple minutes, he sticks his hand in his pants, hands the puck to the referee. Bennington ended up getting run out of the game, didn't finish the game because he performed so poorly, left the arena before he could answer questions. Ovechkin refused to comment on it. Tim writes, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, you know that goalie's a big jokester with everyone. Wonder if he was just messing around and it turned serious quickly. So Bennington, just a little inside baseball or hockey for you. He does have a tendency to joke.
He
also has a tendency to be completely insane.
Oh. Okay.
He has like lost his temper multiple times. It's become like a thing. So
why aren't goalies a little off to begin with?
All goalies are insane.
Yeah.
So I'm currently running a science experiment right now.
Oh, how's it going?
There's a family who I love dearly. My daughter has played with their daughters forever. The Bartolis family. They have a little girl who plays goalie, and I've noticed since she was like 4.
Yeah.
And she was a regular 4-year-old child.
Yeah.
And she became a goalie. And the question is, are you crazy, which leads you to play goalie, or are you a goalie, which makes you crazy?
Oh.
So when she becomes an adult, I will finally get my answer. Did she become crazy playing goalie, or was she crazy, which led her to playing goalie?
So, goalies, like back in the day,
yeah.
Like I'm going way back, like Gordie Howe style.
Sure, sure.
I always thought the goalies then were like the slowest guy on the team. That's why you were the goalie. And now they're like the most gifted athlete on the ice.
Oh, no, you always had to be the best skater on the ice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because you got your move.
Because some of those guys back in the day look kind of doughy.
Well, but they were all,
doughy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, there were a lot of doughy guys.
A lot of dough.
Gordie Howe was
Just about in every sport, I guess you could make that argument.
Right, remember we saw him with his shirt off? God damn, man.
There is a picture of Gordie Howe shirtless fishing, and but that's like the one in shape guy. That's why he was so good, because everyone else had a gut.
He actually tried.
No, but like, you know, like,
I'm looking at Gump Worsley. He's younger. He looks my age. That guy's probably 38.
Look, it wasn't that long ago. Like, when I was a kid and I would go to Amherst games, there would be guys that would be in, like, you know, immaculate shape, like Scotty Metcalf, right? Like, that guy was
when it started to turn.
And then there were guys that were just, like, big. We had Jody Gage in here a couple of years ago, and we were talking about, you know, getting ready for training camp in the 70s when he started. And he said that a lot of guys would put on a sweatsuit.
Like a legitimate old school one.
Yes, driving from Canada to camp. Turn up the heat so they could sweat out the weight so they could weigh in while they were chain-smoking cigarettes. Like, that was getting ready in the offseason.
That's when the game was a game, son.
So there's another interesting thing happening in the sports world. Because, look, when we talk about these athletes, like, you know, Alexander Ovechkin, Jordan Bennington, Derek Jeter, all of these guys, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to hockey and baseball and, like, college sports, most of the guys that play these things are making
way less.
Tiny, like, not enough to live. Like, minor league baseball players have to live in, like, houses provided for them, 5 guys to a room.
Yeah, and don't forget, those careers are short.
You got it. So there is an app called Sideline Swap.
Oh.
Where athletes can sell their gear that was given to them by colleges and pro teams at the end of the season.
Oh, no kidding.
And there's a couple other websites like, yes, this was game used in a, you know, Gonzaga basketball
game. So if you're a big fan of a college, you could probably score some equipment?
Yes, you could buy their sneakers, their practice jerseys, their shorts, the sweatshirts they were assigned. Like, for example, if a college football team goes to a bowl game, right, a big college football team, like, let's say, give me a mid-Iowa.
Yeah.
They get outfitted with a whole bunch of new gear just to go travel to that stuff.
Every year.
Exactly. Well, you know, the redshirt freshman offensive lineman who does, he could put all that stuff up online.
Well, can he? Well, maybe now he can.
They do it. I'll show it to you.
So they get to take it home with them?
Yes.
But I would think, like, in the past, like, somebody would have had to sell that for them.
Possibly.
You know?
Possibly.
But if you're a fan of that team, or like Iowa, Oklahoma, those crazy-ass fans.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, like,
they should be able to do that, man.
No, I agree with you.
But these kids make a few dollars.
But the point I'm making is, like, there's money in all of this.
Yeah.
There is so much money. Anything that goes near any rink or baseball field or football field or whatever is valuable to these fan bases.
Yeah. It's got to be a little bit, maybe scary is not the word, but, like, nerve-wracking to be the, like, equipment manager when some of this stuff goes up, because you know all eyes are on you
whenever
some
hounded.
Of this stuff pops up.
Oh,
like,
well, no,
hey,
she means, like,
where did that person get that from? Or are you trying to sell? Because, I mean, you're
in
charge of all that stuff. Yeah.
No, there have been several equipment managers from pro and college teams that have been fired because they were linked to.
Oh,
in
really?
Fact, Eli Manning got wrapped up in this a couple of years ago. Eli Manning signed a deal with a memorabilia distributor.
Yeah.
And they wanted his game used stuff. And the lawsuit said that Eli Manning conspired with, like, employees in New York. He wanted to keep his game used helmets, so they just gave him other helmets. They, like, scuffed him up, and he signed off that he used it in the game. He lied.
Damn.
Man.
So, like, I mean, and again, Jesus. Eli Manning is a guy who made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And he's making millions now.
And he was a part of stuff like
this.
Look
at that.
So to say that Jordan Binnington would be crazy to hide this puck is right. But if Eli's doing it, I mean, maybe the only thing is, like, when the puck went up for sale, where was it going to come from?
Right. It's going to be flagged.
Exactly. Unless Binnington just wanted to keep it in his basement forever.
Or it just sits in that Russian dude's yacht forever.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The idea here is not a bad idea.
Oh, all right.
Because you want to do what you can to help these people who are in an impossible spot right now. Like, this is good.
Mm.
The execution could be the issue.
Oh, no.
That, and the feeling of entitlement we all seem to get when we decide to do something kind.
Kind?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, just after 6:45.
Yeah.
Once again, science proves that something I've been yelling at you about your lawn for years that you simply do not want to hear. You
with the
guys
science.
Like you. Yeah. This is the smart thing to do. Not only does it save you time.
Slack-assing.
And stress.
It's slack-assing.
It is so much better for this lawn you claim to love.
Slipshod and lackadaisical.
We'll get into it just after 6:45 here in the Break Room on CMF. So we are now officially in the longest government shutdown in American history.
Yes! Nailed it.
And it's affecting all walks of life, but the biggest effect that will hit us outside of the SNAP benefits is at the airport.
Yeah, so the planes will be flying lower now, closer to the ground.
TSA and tower employees for the FAA are not being paid.
Right.
Yet, as we talked about before, they have to continue to report to work. If they don't, they will be fired.
Oh, and they lose their gig.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a gig you don't want to lose. So yesterday it was announced that we will be decreasing air traffic by 10%.
So they're saying they're shrinking airspace, whatever the hell that means.
Yes.
I didn't know you could shrink the sky, but apparently we will be.
There's a lot of things you can do in modern technology these days.
Okay. All right. So that means less flights will be available.
That is the way I understand it. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, the TSA workers, again, have not been paid in 35 days.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about a job is you go there to make money to exchange for goods and services.
Yes, yeah, that's the deal we all signed up for.
Like food.
Yeah.
Right? So they can't buy food.
Mm.
So the Syracuse airport is going out of their way to try and support these TSA agents that aren't getting paid.
So what do you got to bring canned goods for your flight?
You are on fire because that's the second time in a week in two breaks you've nailed this. They are running
It's a food drive for people that are actually working?
They're running a food drive for TSA agents at the Syracuse airport.
Damn.
Yes. I mean, that's the situation. That's how bad it's gotten right now. So they are asking for boxed food and canned goods. And
where do you drop it off?
Non-perishables.
Yeah, non-perishables. Thank you.
All right. So, like, you know, when you get to the airport, here's my luggage.
Yep.
I got the kids, the car seat.
Maybe they have something up front.
Would have to, right?
So it looks like there's two spots. There's either, if you're not taking a flight, there is a spot in departures where you can go and drop off the food, and they'll have a box there for someone to take it from.
Okay.
Or if you're going into the airport, it looks like there will be boxes before you get to the TSA where you can, like, drop that stuff off.
All right, cool.
So
they must be doing this around the country.
Syracuse is the only one I've heard
really?
Of. I'm surprised we haven't heard about it in
Rochester. Maybe that kicks off other airports doing
it. I would think, right?
Okay. So it's a concept that comes from the best place of your heart, right? And it's a necessity. It's not a bad idea.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's a problem here.
What's the problem?
Actually, a couple of potential problems. First off,
people going to the airport with stream packages and you don't know what's in them, dropping them off and leaving? What could go wrong?
Okay, that's a first
thing. I have no prior knowledge of this. All right, what?
Exploding potatoes.
Yeah.
If we donate things, clothes, foods, whatever, you don't often come across the people that you donate the stuff to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like you put in a box that is miles away from where it'll be processed.
Yeah, it's like those toy drives and all that stuff. Yeah.
If there's a box right next to the TSA, before you walk in. This is a different scenario.
You're looking people right in the face.
Yes, you are donating and then literally interacting with them moments later, and that could cause some issues. Because, Tommy, let's say you bring a bunch of food for these TSA agents, and then you get flagged for a random check. Or those workers who have a reputation.
Or they're just like yelling at you to get you through the line.
Exactly.
You know
someone is going to bring up, I just brought you food.
I just gave you a bag of Fritos, bro. What are you doing?
You know it's going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would kind of piss you off.
Well, why, though? Because you're not.
I know they're doing their job, but I kind of thought you let me slide today.
But just because you brought them.
You brought food specifically, though.
I mean, like, we
haven't. I didn't see you drop it off.
We have a tendency as people to expect something after we give.
Yes.
We want recognition for the nice things.
Because you feel saintly.
Well, yes, yes. Are people donating food going to walk through that line expecting special treatment from the TSA?
Oh, sure.
Because I'm telling you, if there is a box visible to TSA workers where you can drop food off before you walk in the line, there are going to be confrontations. And those people will absolutely expect to get through quicker and with less hassle if they brought stuffing and, you know, cream corn and some green beans.
Sure. Especially if they brought a lot of snacks.
Wait, no, it sounds like you agree with that idea, that they should get through faster.
Well, come on, man. I brought Pringles.
What?
The good ones.
No, but they're there to make sure nobody...
Yeah.
They're going through a tough time right now.
Yeah. Like
to the point where they have to accept this food.
Yeah, it's your boy, man. Mr. Pringles over there. Yeah, everybody feels like that to a point.
No, but I'm saying it's wrong.
I understand it's wrong.
No, but you don't.
You should be grateful.
You're defending. If you understood it's wrong, you wouldn't be defending people saying, oh, I deserve special treatment because
Mr. Pringles is here.
Okay, will you stop saying Mr. Pringles, please? Kevin writes us on Instagram. He's Duff at WCMF. He says, I'll bring 3.4 ounce cans of food. What a dick thing to say, Kevin. We're also going to find out how people feel about TSA agents, because these people are just doing their jobs every day, but they're also jobs that we tend to not like.
Well, it's a stressful environment overall, right? I mean, like, they're worried about everybody's safety. Again, like, they're pretty, like, stern when they're telling you things. It's pretty rare that you're going to get somebody like, oh, just, yeah, go do that. That's fine. They're trying to move you through the line quickly.
There's so much stress.
Yeah.
At the it has to be the most stressful point of your trip.
Yeah.
Because you haven't gotten on your plane yet. You're worried about everything. Am I going to miss my flight? One little thing goes wrong. Yeah. They shut everything down, and I'm going to miss my flight. There's so much going on in your mind.
It's stressful on both sides.
Yes.
Look, no one's ever had a pleasant experience going through the TSA where it's like, wow, I want to do that again.
Yeah.
And, you know, those TSA workers are the face of that.
Yeah.
So people tend to not like them.
Sure.
So are people even going to want to donate food to these TSA workers?
That'll be interesting to see what shows up.
Because you should.
Right, but.
But what?
Is that like, if you're an occasional, if you're somebody that travels for business all the time, hell, you may know some of these people. You know,
you're out.
You know, but like if you're just an occasional, let's say you take a trip a year. You may not. Because like you don't really use this that much, and they're not like people you think about.
Okay, but if you donate to like you know the Food Link, Food for Family, No, but I'm saying like you don't know the people that are getting those things, but you feel like you want to help your community.
Okay,
these people are part of your community.
All right.
No.
Yeah, they are.
And like I mean, they're working. They're going to work and not getting paid. Like they cannot not go to work. It's like the worst situation ever.
I mean I don't know how you work for no money and be happy to do this game.
For over a month.
Yeah.
It's not even like, hey, man, give me a week and we'll get back to it.
Because I don't even know, like, do they get, like, their health benefits and stuff? Is all of it shut down?
That's a good question.
I mean, if I got to go to the dentist, am I covered?
That's a great question.
Or is it all locked up?
So in that way, maybe if you're going to donate food, all soft canned food.
Or some floss.
That's a good idea. Yeah. The other thing that I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Syracuse Airport is doing a food drive for the TSA agents that have not been paid in over a month. They have an area in front of the airport where you can drop off the food for the TSA agents. It looks like they will also have a bin like right before you walk into the TSA section. It's going to create some problems. I don't know, like if you donate food to Food Link or the Salvation Army or, you know, things like that, I don't know how they distributed it. Like it goes to like a big processing center.
Yeah, it's like a warehouse. Yeah.
How do they distribute the food that comes in for these TSA employees?
Maybe they put it in like a pantry and tell people like, hey, take what you need.
Yeah, at the airport.
That's a dangerous game.
Well, I don't know how else you'd do it if it's not going directly to them.
They should put it next to the luggage they lose. All in one area.
No, but like in all seriousness, right? Yeah. Like, let's say Saturday at 3 o'clock, we're just going to set the food up and you can come pick it. Mm-hmm. How many TSA workers work at the Syracuse airport? Is there 100?
I mean, it's a smaller airport.
Okay, but you could still have 100 people over 7 days, right?
Like, yeah, you get to pick over what's left.
Okay, but now you're, like, I mean, you haven't been paid. You're fighting with other people. Like, think about what the grocery store looks like the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And that's when you have money and all kinds of options. Yeah. Like, this is like, you could eat and you don't get paid and here's your food. Go. Like, how do you hand that out?
I don't know.
Do you maybe get to pick a certain amount of items?
Okay,
or so maybe they make up
like
bags.
One person takes all of it.
What if they take all of it?
Yeah.
And then they divvy it out.
Okay.
They give you like, let's say you have 100 employees. They cut it up into 100 bags.
You could do that.
And everybody gets a bag of groceries.
All right, but here's the problem. You got dietary restrictions, allergies, and religious
things.
No, I'm serious.
Enough with your gluten.
No, like, let's say you're
you ain't been paid. Eat your gluten.
Where it fits somebody's restrictions.
You eat kosher? Eat halal? Like, there's things you can't. Right?
All
right,
back it up. Back it up.
What is just back
free,
it up?
Free food. What enough with your allergies. Right now, you're too poor for allergies. Eat the nuts.
Eat the nuts and die. We don't have to worry about paying.
Eat your gluten.
No back pay for you because you died because of a nut allergy. So this actually works out for everybody.
Yeah.
No, man. Like, my biggest fear being stuck in a situation like this is I am either not taking enough because I don't want to look like I'm being greedy.
Yeah.
Right.
Or taking what I need for my family, people are thinking I'm taking too much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why you almost have to divvy it out, even Steven.
Okay, but to your point there, though, if you divvy it out and let's say, you know, there's somebody that's just like a single person and then somebody that's got
good
like,
tonight,
you know, four kids and a family to feed. I mean, that person's
Jimmy
obviously going to need
food
more than the single person.
Little Timmy just has a little tiny bag of Pringles to eat.
What a monster.
For the holidays.
What a monster. Tommy Pringles was so fun a second ago. What happened? Taylor writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, to answer your question about the health benefits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Says, I work at a dental office. To answer Tommy's question, yes, we still covered.
They're covered?
Yeah, so it looks like insurance is working.
Oh, all right, good.
At least for now. Maybe they forgot to shut that one off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy who gets paid to shut off the insurance isn't getting paid, so they didn't shut off the insurance. This is nuts, man.
I know.
This is nuts, because we're at 36 days.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like they're any closer to anything.
There is nothing even,
Yeah.
So, like, again, if you are an air traffic controller.
Man, I would not want to fly right now.
Yeah.
I mean, not just the safety issue, but just like the hassle and what it's going to be like just to get to your to the airport and get through it.
Oh, I'm worried about the safety issue. Look, man, a country doesn't decrease 10% of its airspace just because.
I know.
Like, that's not a thing where you're just like, you know what we should do today? Cripple the American airline industry. Like, no, there's a reason they did that.
I understand.
And these poor people, man, like, we are coming into the holidays, for God's sake.
So the holidays are right. Because, I mean, yeah, to your point, like, Thanksgiving, you're going to fly in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not talking. You're such a selfish prick.
Right.
I don't mean holidays for people flying. I mean holidays for people not getting paid.
Right, and they're going to be grumpy. And you know, they always make the airport kind of festive.
Yes.
You know, around the holiday. Yeah. There's like carolers over here, you know, singing about stuff.
Yep, yep.
Cancel the carolers.
Do you make it happy?
Well, no, because everyone is, the carolers are getting paid and the TSA's not.
Yeah, that's so true.
Right? Like, the guy at Cinnabon is making more money than the person working at TSA and up in the tower.
Yeah.
Which is, because they're making zero.
Yes.
Zero, buddy.
Right, so
like your IQ.
So you got to get rid of the Christmas trees and the elves and all that stuff.
Yes. How can you
maybe not a priority right now.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you justify?
I bet you they do. I bet you they still do all the glitz.
If I work as a TSA agent or a tower worker,
you see people start setting that stuff.
Maybe have a little jazz band going.
Lights
and stuff,
the
cocktailing.
I think that if that happens, TSA agents should be allowed to punch one person in the face every day, crime free.
All right. There you go.
And like haul off, sucker punch whoever they want.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's simple science.
What's that?
And if you're someone who cares about their lawn, this is the smarter thing.
So this will be a beautiful lawn.
It'll make your lawn better.
Oh, I want it better. But you didn't say beautiful.
No, beautiful. It'll make it more beautiful.
Lush.
Yes. Yet, so many folks, Tommy Mule included, fight against this idea because, don't be dumb. Do the right thing.
I do the right thing.
Just mow, baby.
I buy large bags of industrial fertilizer and dump it on it and water it in good.
You hang it out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. More research has surfaced.
What are they saying?
It states the smartest thing you can do for your grass is to mow over your leaves and leave them in the yard.
Grind them into the ground.
That's exactly what I'm
all
saying.
All of them.
Yes. Gone are the days of having to rake and bag those suckers hours of back-breaking
it
work
is.
That no one wants to do, because mowing over the leaves is better for your lawn than what we have been doing. For example, these shredded leaves decompose. They add organic matter and nutrients to your soil, which
matters, bro.
Which becomes a natural fertilizer, which leads to a thicker and greener lawn. It is also more eco-friendly. You are not throwing those leaves in bags and throwing them in landfills, which is bad, and you're not using noisy, gas-powered leaf blowers. And finally, it keeps your piles from blowing away.
Okay.
If you live in a town that sucks them up, the wind's going to put those leaves right back in your lawn if you wait too long. This keeps that from happening. There is literally no reason to not mow your leaves. So you're going to change.
I don't like the way it looks.
You're an idiot.
It looks crappy. I like everything raked up, piled up, sucked up, ground up at the curb Monday morning. the boys come around and take it away.
Does it matter, though, how many leaves you have? Because I'm guessing if your yard is just a floor of leaves, you can't mow it. It's just going to still be covered in leaves.
Look, I'm not a scientist.
I mean, if you live in, like, treelessville where you live, where everything's eggshell.
What?
Eggshell-colored houses and, you know, in Cinnamon Lane. But I live in, like, an old neighborhood with gigantic trees that dump a ton of leaves.
Oh, you got a lot of leaves.
That's right, buddy.
I got a lot of leaves. Science says over and over again in every study, mowing the leaves back into your grass is the best thing.
But you just want to leave all of it there. You don't even want to mow it. You don't even pick up after your dog.
Yeah,
man.
Do you still mow it? Or
you don't mow crap.
I don't mow crap.
When's the last time you picked up dog crap? You don't.
No, before everyone came over on Sunday. And before Halloween, so twice this weekend. Joke's on you.
Yeah, but you're not a regular picker.
I'm not, but it's also, I can tell where my dogs poop my lawn because it's also more lush.
No, I ain't doing it.
Okay, but it doesn't make sense because, like, you sit here and you say you want a green lawn and you put all this work in.
I do.
This will do it better. This will do it better, and you refuse to listen, and I don't understand why. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why do you dinosaurs insist, despite the scientific evidence, that your way is better when it is, in fact, not?
It looks lazy.
Is that what it is?
It looks lazy.
It looks lazy?
You look like you're a slob. You're a lawn slob. It's slobbing lawn.
Okay, so you're just going to have a worse lawn than I will next year.
The challenge is on,
baby.
No,
I'm serious. I mean,
I'll take that right.
Look, I'm not the one that did the research here,
man. I overwater, I overfertilize, I overcut, I overdo everything. So it's nice.
Again, shredded leaves decompose, add organic matter and nutrients to your soil, which acts as a natural fertilizer and leads to a thicker and greener lawn. And I got to be honest with you, man. My neighbor's a big lawn guy.
Oh, Miami Vice guy?
Yeah, yeah. My lawn is always greener and more lush. I'm telling you.
Who you kidding,
Go look right now, bro. Go take a look. My lawn is impeccable right now. And I do nothing except for
your lawn is browner than your fantasy.
McKimmy, green lawn?
I don't remember.
Ah, but it wasn't gray because she would have remembered it was gray.
It wasn't gray.
She would have remembered
it was
gray.
There's a lot to look at in your yard. I didn't look at the lawn.
What does that mean?
You got a lot of stuff happening.
You got a lot. You have a lot of lawn action going on.
You got a lot of garden. You got a lot of stuff.
I don't know. You have a lot of shrubbery.
You can't even see the lawn, really, in your front yard.
Interesting.
That's coming from her.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying, I didn't notice the lawn. Maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, because your eyes are diverted. They're things.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Look, this guy, he knows his lawn. He knows lawns.
Oh, he's long. He's big, he's a yardman.
Look, I know you guys don't always see eye to eye, but you definitely see eye. You would take his advice on lawns, right?
Yeah.
Rammer?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. He's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So it's interesting. I just did this yesterday. I had to cut up the leaves before the rain came. Tommy, I got an idea for you.
Go ahead.
Do you do your own lawn or do you have a lawn service come and cut it?
So I used to, but now I'm old and I have a service.
Ooh!
Well, I mean, this may or may not work for you, but you get you one of those leaf sweepers, right?
You get you one of them leaf sweepers.
You know, or a lawn vacuum blower with a bag, and you get all these leaves. You know, the blower bag will mulch them up for you. Get yourself a composting bin, collect all your leaves. Put them in the bin. Next year, you got fertilizer.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I just saved you a ton of money, and you're getting a little exercise for those varicose veins that you know.
Everybody's winning, Tommy. Right. Everybody's
winning.
Win-win.
All right, I'll get right on it. I ain't composting.
Win-win. No, but seriously, you know, again, to go back to, I said it a couple of years ago when we had this conversation, those leaves are rich in nitrates. They are the best fertilizer you can have for
hot
your
dogs
lawn.
And leaves.
You got it. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, the dog poop, too. I mean, I used to just run that over and, you know, blow it out the mower. But, I mean, bottom line is you're going to have a much healthier sod when you get that stuff in your lawn.
It's all about the sod.
Why don't you toss my sod?
You can buy at the store that's going to make it any better.
Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Rammer and his
$4,000. Didn't hear a goddamn word.
Like, he's your generation, bro, and he's embraced it. Yeah. He has embraced it.
Save your leaves.
Like, 252-WCMF, another study has shown that simply mowing over your leaves is best for your lawn.
Grind
them
up.
Okay. There is literally no reason not to do this, and it's just stubborn. It's a fantasy scenario. It's being lazy, and it benefits you. It's like winning a knob contest for eating the most nachos. Like, who would be like, no nachos for me, ma'am? Who would also like to knob me, please? No, thank you. No, thank you.
You talking about Knobbing for Nachos?
Knobbing for Nachos, one of the best Channel 8 shows from back in the day.
They canceled it after one season.
Hosted by, never mind. How much time do you think is wasted every year on old home and lawn care ideas?
Oh, a ton.
Because it does feel like when someone owns a house, hears what the rules are for taking care of it,
yeah.
Those are the rules in their head forever.
Yeah.
No information.
Those are your margin orders.
You got it. Can someone explain lawn rolling to me?
So if you have a lawn that's really bumpy, and if you're on a ride mower, it's kind of a rough ride, especially if you have an older lawn.
So that's the only reason people do it.
It's going to kill your ass. Oh. And if you got the piles, you're going to stand up on that mower because it's going to kill your ass.
So that's the only reason people do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you smooth it out, but you do compress the soil.
Hayden writes us.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, bro, I live in Chi-Li. I try to mulch my leaves up because I agree it's much better for the grass. I did landscaping for a while, but I got like 6 trees on 3/4 acre lot. It's a lot of leaves. And you got to cut your grass every now and again, Duffy. Shut up, Hayden. Your name's Hayden. Okay, outside of the rolling the lawn.
Yeah.
All right. There is one thing we now know that is wrong.
That's wrong.
Yes, wrong, that we've been doing for years that you should not do in your lawn.
What's that?
You are not supposed to rake your grass clippings.
Rake out your grass clippings?
Yes, once you cut your lawn.
Like if you cut it when it's really long.
Yeah, or at all. Layer. Okay, so if it's extra long.
Well, that you just let it go into the grass.
Exactly. So, yeah. It's the same reason you're not supposed to mow your leaves. The clippings break down and give the lawn nutrients. But there are people who, after every mow, will go out and
You got to have a pretty small yard or you're raking every week.
Bro, I got a guy. He'll mow his lawn twice a week, and he will rake every single time he mows in my neighborhood. By the way, also, when it comes to taking care of your house, did you guys know you're not supposed to use dryer sheets anymore?
Yeah. Why? I did hear that's not good. I can't remember why, though.
So it has nothing to do with the environment. The sheets have what's called stearic acid in them. That's what keeps the static from happening. But that can melt out of the sheets when it's drying, and it can build up in your dryer. Which shortens the life of the dryer.
Oh.
It can also melt onto your clothes, which can shorten the life of your clothes.
Hmm.
Really?
So I guess there's like wooden balls you can buy now?
They're wool.
Wool
yeah.
balls. Okay.
Wool. Yeah, Woolly we balls. Have them. It helps
with
the static.
We worked with that kid. He was so funny. Juggler.
But yeah, you're supposed to use those, and it'll extend the life of your dryer and your clothing.
Oh. So I had a sister-in-law that when she had stuff to dry, she used to throw a tennis ball in there.
Yeah,
I think it's probably the same concept.
But it makes a lot of noise, man. It sounds like you got like the U.S. Open going on in your basement.
Out!
Yeah.
You're also not supposed to use drain cleaners more than twice. Did you know that?
Wait, like for the clogs?
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
Wait, ever?
Well, on the same clog.
No.
Like, if it clogs, you use it, clogs, you use it. After twice, you're supposed to hire somebody because it will eat the inside.
Oh,
of your
so
pipes.
You got to snake it out. Yeah.
No, like, get somebody in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm guessing if it doesn't work after 2 times, you're probably, you got a bigger problem.
Well, no, but it'll work and then, like, start to back up again.
All right.
The more you use it, the more odds you have that you're eating the inside of your pipes up.
Ooh, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that to happen. I'm giving you valuable information.
This is great stuff.
Here.
I should be writing it down.
Fine, whatever. I hope everything in your house breaks because you want to be a stubborn bitch. Idiot. Dom writes us on Instagram. All Doms know about lawn.
Yes, they do.
He says, it's just like putting weed killer down in the springtime to get rid of dandelions. I beg my lawn for the first month that the dandelions pop up so the seeds can spread, and I never see them again for the rest of the summer. My neighbors pay to treat their lawns, and they still get dandelions.
Oh.
Is that a thing? Is that why I don't get dandelions?
Because you just let them
No, but your house, but your yard is probably full of weeds.
No, I don't know.
Yes. Your house is – you've never weeded your grass, so it's got to be – full of weed. But your thing is, if it's green, it's grass.
Yeah. Do you hear this right now? Do you hear this
No
right
clovers
now?
In my yard, Pat.
No, my lawn is all grass.
No, it's not.
Bro,
There's no way. Because you don't do anything.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling you.
Are you telling me? I want you to
come. You don't know what the hell grass is.
I want you to come to my house
after. You don't know grass.
You hear yourself?
I'm going to drive back right after the show. I'm driving over
your
house.
I want you to drive over my house and look at my lawn, and you're going to be devastated that all the work you have put in your entire life.
Tommy's combing through it with a magnifying glass.
My lawn looks great, and I don't do a damn thing to it.
But that's impossible.
Okay, fine.
You talk like it's Oak Hill.
You can't even. It does look like Oak Hill.
Did not look like Oak Hill.
No, the other day, Tiger Woods was out chipping in my front yard. It was weird. Get out of here, Tiger! Ah, shoot!
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.